T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brett earlier today had said that Joel is not going to play on Saturday night game one. Not going to do it. It's like, all right, yeah, cool. You know, it's like, I don't believe it. Like, I'll believe it when he's actually not playing, because we've seen Joel before. All of a sudden, then he's in the game, to where they're like, all right, well, I guess he's playing. So I asked him more or less. I said, Massa, you know, is he going to play? What else can you tell us about when he's going to be back? And here's what he said.
I can share two things. One, he will not play tomorrow. And two, I don't really know when he's going to return. I hope to see him in this series, but to, you know, wrongly, you know, stamp off on a day or a game or whatever, none of us really can do that. What I said today, I meant, and we'll go into it and play the game. And we've unfortunately had practice playing now without him for a while, and we'll try to, you know, continue to play the style of play we've been playing. I can't wait to get him back. Like, he is our difference maker. There is no doubt about that. He is an all-star for a reason. And we really, really look forward to getting him back as soon as we can.
Well, Ike?
Yeah, I'm not about to ring the alarm and make it sound as if Brett just ruled Joel Embiid out for the playoffs. I think he was just certainly trying to avoid locking himself or Joel's return into some sort of date that they just don't have established at this point. But I'm pretty sure they have some idea of when he should be getting back on the court. We talked about this injury being a 2 to 4 week injury. 2 weeks after the surgery will be tomorrow. He had the surgery on a Saturday, right? I believe he had it on a Saturday, so tomorrow would be exactly 2 weeks. It's already past the 2 week mark where he got injured.
He injured, right.
But the surgery came a couple days after that. And so, you know, maybe they're looking at this thing and they're examining him. And I know he's sort of done some warm-ups, and he came out and, you know, he showed us the mask.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, that he's going to be wearing, I guess. But it doesn't seem like he's ready to play, because here's the one thing about the NBA. This ain't warm-up. Like, this ain't him in practice where it's a controlled environment.
No.
So you want to make sure that the chances of him re-injuring this thing is lessened by allowing him to heal even more.
Well, you can't have a losing vision in his eye because he comes back too soon and takes an elbow,
yep,
from Hassan Whiteside because they're mixing it up. These guys have a history.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, I agree with you. You side on the you cautiously hope maybe he makes it back. So game one Saturday, game two Monday, game three would be all the way Thursday. So almost a whole other week. Thursday at the Heat, you get him back game three. That gives him another week. Now you're almost 3 weeks from surgery, mm-hmm, and maybe you're more comfortable doing it at that point.
You're certainly 3 weeks from the injury.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Saturday's game, and then it would be the following Saturday would be game four. So that's what I would, and I think the Sixers are probably playing it smart. They have that circled.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to what Brett says right there, he's hoping that he's going to be back in this series. Hoping.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they come out, they win the first two games, and they say, nah, Joel, we're going to hold you game three. Let's see what happens. They win game three. I think a lot of this is going to be dictated by how the team is playing without him.
Sure. But I think we need to be at least open-minded to the idea that, say, like if this team, and I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but we're just trying to play out the scenarios here. This team goes down 0-2. Now, you know,
he's
you
back,
know
he's
they
back
go
game
back,
three.
They go down 0-2, but he may want to come back. They're not going to put him out there if they feel like it's not safe for him to be out there.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Now, he will need to get clearance from a doctor,
yeah,
that's going to say, hey, you're not risking a big-time injury.
Right.
888-729-9494. Agreed. And I think that they're going to be fine without Joel Embiid, whether it's for two games or three games or whatever. I want him back as soon as he's able to come back because he's that good, as Brett said in that cut. But, you know, they need to be smart about it. And the way the team's been playing, albeit against some lesser teams. By the way, the Cavs were in a lesser team a week ago tonight when they went out there and trucked them in the first half and then held on. So they can win without him, but playoff basketball, you're not playing a team and then going to another city. That right. team's not on the second night of a back-to-back, and then they have two nights off and they're playing somewhere else. This is a series against a battle-tested coach and some veteran players down there, Ike.
Yeah, and it's not. I don't want people to think that we're sitting here trying to build the Miami Heat up into something that they aren't. But the fact of the matter is, it's a team that a lot of people aren't familiar with because they don't have the superstars on their team. They don't have, I mean, excuse me, he's not a superstar, but he's a former superstar.
Right.
And we haven't talked about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, could he get hot for a game or two?
Yep.
And have one of those flashbacks.
Well, didn't he hit the shot
yes.
at the end of the game
yes.
in the last game they played?
Yeah.
No, he's going to score. He's going to have his moments in the series. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. D-Wade can still step it up and play. No, I don't think this is as easy as a series as some people out there are thinking that it is. But it all starts tomorrow night down at the Wells Fargo Center, 8 o'clock. Who's ringing the bell tomorrow night? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Is that information out there yet? What would be a smart name to put out there? Wes is actually checking. Do you think that it has been out there?
No, you know who it got to be.
Who?
Dougie P.
Didn't he already do it, though? He just did it.
He threw out the first pitch, didn't he?
Well, he just did it. He just did a regular season game. They should have saved it.
Oh, he did it while I was gone?
Carson did it last game of the year.
Oh, damn.
Carson's done it.
Okay, so we can't do Doug.
You know who I would do?
Sam Hinkie?
No, he is not.
Nick Foles?
Sam Hinkie's not doing it. Nick Foles would be my choice. Do you imagine that?
Dude. Have you even seen Nick Foles in the Delaware Valley since they won the Super Bowl?
But aren't they back for their off-season program this weekend or Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so he should be back this weekend. So they'll whisk him in. He won't take questions or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like that. Right. Oh, believe me, they're not asking him any questions. He's coming. He's getting in and getting out.
I'm like, I haven't even seen Nick Foles.
Nobody has.
In the Delaware Valley.
He hasn't been.
Since the parade.
Would it be Eagle related based on some of the guys being in here? Do they bring an Eagle contingent?
Right. Or do you do a – it seems like we've done all the Sixers, right? AI did it
AI
already.
AI did it. Doc did it.
Doc did it.
Unless Chuck's going to come back for it.
They haven't had Charles do it.
888-729-9494.
Okay.
Give your suggestions. Let's get this Sixers stuff going, everybody. 888-729-9494. This
yeah.
team's good.
No, it's this team. This team is real good and has the potential to go on a great run. I have to look at the schedule real quick. I, you know, the thing that popped in my head is how many close games have they been in lately?
Handful.
I know the schedule kind of softened up a little bit, and they were blowing out a lot of teams.
Handful. If you go back 10 games, there were some closer
okay.
games against
okay.
some not great teams. But the fact that they're winning these games.
I guess I'm just sitting here thinking, okay, how are we going to play half court coming down the stretch in a tight game? Now, I know the Cleveland game tightened up.
It did.
To where we had to hold on.
Oh, no, that game was very tight.
It was a 30-point game for a while there. Then the King decided he was tired of losing by 30 points.
Yeah, your boy Cove had to foul LeBron
yeah.
at the end
yeah.
of the game there. the 3-point.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then Bron did what LeBron does.
Missed the second one.
Yeah, we know
one.
He missed the third one on purpose, but he missed that second
missed
one.
Missed the second one.
That wasn't on purpose.
And you knew it. You know it. He fouled me. I said, oh, hell no. He's not making all three of those foul shots.
Yeah, he's not making three foul shots in a row.
I thought he was going to miss the back end of it. But, yeah, no, but I mean, that's what the Sixers have been smart about this. They've just this ringing the bell thing. Mm-hmm. It's something new that they started or whatever, but we're talking about it. We're saying, like, oh, now who can they bring up? So every game that you have, the big game, who are they going to bring back? What guy can they bring from their past? Maybe a celebrity comes in and Bradley Cooper comes in or something and he rings the bell. But it leaves it open-ended and it makes it really cool. But what do you think? 888-729-9494. Without Embiid, what can they do?
I'm looking at this 16-game stretch they just went on. The closest game is that Cavs game.
Yeah.
And we know what that was.
Yeah.
That was a 30-point game that you couldn't keep that pace going.
Bron just single-handedly.
But they still jumped on him early.
No, it was incredible. Yeah. It was like last night against Milwaukee. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how good this team is with or without Joel, based on how they're shooting, we're going to take this phone call, and then we'll get into this. Chuck and Ardmore, can you punch this up here, Ben? Chuck and Ardmore, what's up, brother? Ben, are you there?
Knowing Ben, he left the studio.
Yeah. Well, we just had a call screener problem. Chuck and Ardmore was the name we were trying to go to.
Yo, guys.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Johnny. Been a long time. Last time I talked to you was on a Saturday morning up the dial. But I'm glad to hear you back on. Glad you're back here, and I'm back with the one of my favorites. Actually, my favorite on that radio station, Truth of the Eagles Knowledge, my man Ike Reese.
Oh.
Like your guys' show, man. You guys, I'm glad they put you two together. So
thanks,
thank
glad
you,
to hear.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job. But like you know, that ain't happening. This Miami team ain't doing nothing.
I believe the Sixers will win this series. Sure. Yep.
I think it's a luxury in a way. I mean, I think exactly what Johnny you had said. It's, you know, we come out, we win the first game. I think we play good the first game. Maybe a tight one the second one. As long as we're winning, hey, man, he just sits. He sits. You know, if we're down two, like, that happens. I think the big thing is JoJo, if he's going to come back, he's going to come back. You know what I mean? If any guy who's going to come, wants to come back, is going to come back early, it's going to be him. You know he wants to get out there and play. But I think the bottom line, like you guys said, is if we're rolling and we're playing good and we're winning, hey, just put him there. We don't need him for this round. We're going to need him down the line for, you know, bigger opponents. But I think that's what it is. I think in a way it's kind of a luxury. They've got a good momentum going right now, and you know that place is going to be on fire tomorrow night. And I can't wait to watch it, man. It's going to be great.
Wow.
It really is, Chuck. It's been a while. I know that 2012 team that was fortunate that Derrick Rose was injured in the first round, and they got out of that round, and they took Boston to 7 games. We were excited about that. I was in the house for game 6 back then. But we didn't have any real belief in that team's overall ability to do anything much more than what they did at that time. This feels differently. Even though it's their first time as a unit in the playoffs, we're looking at two guys, and I know Embiid is injured right now, but really it's those two guys that really give us the confidence that that the sky is the limit, or as Michael would say, the roof is the ceiling. You know, that's what Jordan said to the Carolina Tar Heels.
Absolutely.
That made no sense, but they won the national championship off of it.
Yeah, Ben Simmons and JoJo, they're the future right there. Absolutely.
Yep.
It's the city's on fire, and it's a buzz. We haven't felt – I think it's a better buzz even when AI, because even those years, it was like you knew we weren't taking down L.A. You just knew it. You know, I mean, they made a good run, but, you know, when was it Ori hit that three, it was just – just deflated everything, but the buzz in the city is unbelievable. And man, we get the kid next year. Watch out!
Good,
watch out!
Hey, Chuck, don't be a stranger, man. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you guys. Take care, buddy.
All right, there he is, Chuck.
Get the king. Would the king still come if the Sixers take him down?
You can't beat him. Join him, Mike. Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, and this is the truth. I was so glad they didn't cheer him. I felt dirty.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I felt dirty.
I forgot about that.
They booed him good.
They did.
And you know what, Ike? And I was like, you know what? What the hell is wrong with me cheering LeBron James? Screw him. I did. That's the way I'm feeling watching the game.
Watching the game.
And then they're up 40, and I'm like, you know what? The hell with Bron.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
Yeah.
The total overreaction of watching the game.
Yeah. But hell, that's what it was like that night. And then it was like, oh, Lord, don't blow the game.
Yeah. Then I was like, God, I hope I didn't tweet anything out that I'm going to regret from earlier on. But, no, I mean, so it really is. This team has shown me that their ceiling really is they're becoming – people are picking up and going to the finals, Ike.
Yeah, and I think rightfully so. Listen, it's going to take a lot to beat LeBron James. We all know that. It's going to take a lot. But facing him in the third round, meaning the Eastern Conference Finals, is much better than facing him early, right? Especially since Joel Embiid is injured.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather face
him.
It's great that you don't have to face him in the second round. It's great that you may not have to face him. Right?
Now, listen, if Embiid was healthy, it wouldn't matter to me when you faced him. But he's not.
Yep.
So he's going to need a series to get himself and the team back to playing the way that they were playing prior to him getting injured. Eastern Conference Finals get here. LeBron's going to have to do a lot to get to the finals.
Yes, he is.
I just don't trust those players around him. Everybody keep telling me about Larry Nance Jr. And,
well, Tyronn Lue saying they're going to have a 10-man rotation.
Yeah, see.
And, like, in the playoffs?
Ty, you shorten the rotation when you get to the playoffs. You don't extend the rotation.
When you have two players on your team, you can't do that. You can't do that. Matt Roersford. Matt.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Who's ringing the bell, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Got to have Kelsey.
Oh, he has to come with the outfit on, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that might be the one.
That place would erupt.
Yeah, that might be the one. By the way, we sang that a lot in Cancun this week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one, Matt.
Good one, Matt.
Jason Kelce.
Here's another thing. I mentioned this yesterday.
He has to have a costume on, though.
We talked about it for a second. Yeah, you got to come out with the Mars costume.
He was at a Flyers game. I was going to say, did he already ring the bell?
Did he?
No, I think he was at a Flyers game.
Okay.
Him and Michael Kendricks, I think, went.
Okay. They should. You know what they should do? The Philly special, and they should bring it back to where Nick Foles catches.
Just coming out of the stands.
Catches
somewhere.
It and then rings the bell with it.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
The Philly special? love it.
And we did that too down there in Cancun.
Philly special?
Yeah.
You ran it?
We had to, yeah.
In the pool?
No, out in the sand.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
So we had Mac Hollins and Sheldon Gibson there.
Oh, man.
We ran it with the fans that came. So we sort of drew it up and, yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. It worked. Touchdown?
Yes.
You guys won the Super Bowl?
At least for the beach, what's it called? Beach Blitz.
Beach Blitz football tournament?
Yes.
Anthony Gordon has a great one here on Twitter. He tweets me. Meek gets out on Monday.
Oh!
Ring the bell, Meek Mill. And their minority owner, Michael Rubin, is the guy that's taking Robert Kraft, and he's really one of the guys that's been behind this whole movement to get Meek out. You know damn well it's going to happen in one of these games.
Yeah. I don't know. We might have to save Meek, though, man. I don't want to waste Meek early.
But hold on. You worry about today. You worry about tomorrow.
Okay.
You imagine that?
Okay.
You can always bring him back.
That's true.
You can bring him back.
He'll certainly be happy to come back. He's missed a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.